There comes a point in time in our lives where we have to be okay with people not choosing us. You gotta realize that it's their loss and your opportunity for better. This is your moment of life. You know, I think we all have experienced the pain of feeling like left out. I know I've been through it many times. You know, in high school, in college, even as an adult, I still go through it. Sometimes I have to like get off of Instagram and get off of social media because I see certain things happening. And in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, I start to feel like, hey, why wasn't I invited to this? Or why didn't I get a call about this event? You know, it's real. We're human. But here's a tip that I want to give those of you that are fighting with this same thing. All of us are in somewhat of this competitive battle. And the battle's not even really with other people. It's really internal because once you see that other people have you know, decided not to choose you, you start to start feeling bad about yourself. So it's really a battle about, you know, how you begin to see your own value. But this has helped me over the years. Anytime we shift our perspective of a thing, it either adds weight to pain or it takes away the weight of pain. So if your perspective is one to always see yourself as down, as low, as invaluable, the pain of rejection is going to be heavier. But if you shift your perspective and begin to see yourself as, you know what, maybe I wasn't invited because I'm too valuable. Or maybe I was left out of a certain occasion or I was pushed out of a circle because I'm a little too much for people in terms of how good I am, how valuable I am. You know, your perspective changing can lift the weight of pain that comes from rejection. So, you know, one of the things that I started realizing, and I didn't even really have to tell myself this. This came from some of the people that I trust, some of my mentors and individuals that, you know, I'm able to go to when I'm having these difficult moments. This is one of the reasons why I say good relationships are vital, because you have to have a sounding board in your life. There has to be somebody in your life that you can call and they can be a sounding board for you where they won't judge you. They won't think that you're immature. They won't call you a narcissist because you're having some feelings in terms of your value. But I called a very important individual in my life, Dr. Ken, and he told me, I hit him up. I said, Doc, I am struggling right now. I said, I feel like I'm in limbo. I've got all these great things happening for me. But at the same time, I'm feeling rejected by my peers. I'm feeling rejected by people who should be offering certain platforms to me. And he reminded me real quick. He said, Marcus, he said, number one, your platform is bigger than theirs. Number two, you only feel a sense of loneliness because it's lonely at the top. And right away, I'm like, huh, okay. But then the third thing he told me, it made me feel real good. But it also helped bring enlightenment to my my own perspective of myself. He said, man, a lot of people aren't pulling you in because they assume that you're too expensive. I said, what? He said, look at your brand. Look at how you present yourself. Look at your work. He said, you have pictures of yourself having lunch with kings and presidents and heads of state. He said, most people that are in your world and people that you would consider your peers, they look at you and they automatically feel as if they're not even good enough to be in your circle. That if they probably call you, you're not going to come because they would consider themselves beneath you. Now, as much as I don't like that, because I always like to consider myself very humble and approachable, it helped bring a new perspective to how I see myself. Because rejection isn't always about you not being good enough. Sometimes rejection in life is about you being too good for some people. While you're trying to make yourself right to be invited into some circles, they're looking at you and they're trying to become better so that you would even consider them. Are you following what I'm saying? Many of you that are listening to me right now, you are the person that others are trying to become. But if you don't see that about yourself, you'll always beat yourself up trying to become what other people are so that you can fit in with them. God did not call you or create you to fit in. God has given you something so much bigger and something so much greater than what others around you have. And you got to start to realize that. So whenever you get rejected from man, don't be so quick to beat yourself up and feel like you're not good enough or you're not well enough or you're not prepared enough. All right. start to look at yourself as, maybe I'm at another level. Maybe I'm flowing at another frequency. Maybe I'm at a place that others just don't understand, and that's why I'm not being pulled in. That's why I'm not being invited. That's why I kind of get left out. See yourself as higher. See yourself as greater. Be okay with people not choosing you. It's their loss and your opportunity for better. Because we absolutely have those people that don't choose us intentionally because they are jealous, because they don't like to see other people win, because they've got to be on top all the time. Anybody who intentionally rejects you just because they don't like you, well, that's their loss. It's your opportunity for better, but it's their loss. I always say it like this. When you're dealing with the haters, like the true haters, not the people that look at you and they see you as valuable and they're a little afraid to approach you, but the people that know who you are, know you're valuable, know that you could be a blessing to them, but they intentionally reject you because, you know, they're just a hater. Well, those are the people that you should thank God that they don't have your number. Rejoice at the fact that they don't want you around. Thank God Almighty that they are intentionally pushing you away, because these are the people that God is intentionally blocking you from so that they don't become toxic in your life, so that they don't end up having a hand in your journey, and so that they'll never have the opportunity to be able to take the credit for your success or take the credit for your prosperity in the future. I've been through that too, where some people only wanted me around. They only wanted to give me an opportunity so that I can thank them. When people reject you intentionally, you ought to thank God for that. Because now they will never have a reason to try to take the credit for your victory, for your prosperity. Hear me. I'm saying it again so that you can get it. Thank God for rejection. Rejection from man is protection from God. He can always see much further than we can see. And that's a reason to be thankful. So know who you are, shift your perspective, and appreciate your value. You may feel like you're walking alone at times, but you're never alone when the hand of God is on your life. Be encouraged. And I look forward to the next time we get to connect. This has been your moment of life. Thanks for listening. Keep in touch by texting MGill to 80104. And of course, you can visit my website, marcusgill.tv, to learn more. Until we connect again, remember, every day of your life is a day of victory.